In the past 5 years, the number of abused and neglected children in Indiana has doubled, from 13,000 to almost 24,000 cases annually. Those numbers only take into account formal petitions for children in need of state legal services. The actual count of abused children may be far higher.
As of October of this year, we had over 600, and we still have another 3 months to go for the year.
That's Kristen Bechet, the executive director of the Monroe County CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocates. CASA works with children going through the legal system by providing legal support in addition to the Indiana Department of Child Services. The DCS is reporting an increase of over 10,000 child neglect and abuse cases since 2012. The CASA program itself is also seeing an uptick in the number of cases they're asked to represent.
We pretty much doubled. In 2016, we doubled what we did in 2015, and then again this year, we're almost doubling it again. And there's no sign that it's slowing down at all. We still have an ongoing wait list of over 100 kids waiting for a CASA. So it just seems that no matter how many more we get, we still need more. We're trying to be creative in how we serve them, do a lot more heavy monitoring of the cases before we actually can assign a CASA to be able to triage the most severe cases and get a volunteer on those cases as soon as we possibly can. Almost all our kids, I would say about 97% of our kids, eventually do get served by a volunteer, but sometimes they're on a wait list for as much as 6 months before they do get one.
Spending to provide for the at-risk children is also increasing. In 2012, when child neglect rates were at their lowest point in the last 7 years, the Department of Child Services spent $758 million. In 2017, that number climbed to $1.2 billion. To make sure DCS workers have time for each child's case, former Governor Mike Pence created a policy where one caseworker is not allowed to monitor more than 17 children at a time. While this law was made with the best of intentions, it's caused issues with the recent increase in individual cases. Despite the policy, caseworkers often end up with more than 17 cases. The more children a child welfare worker has, the less time and attention they're able to give to each individual case.
When their caseloads increase, it seems like our caseloads increase, because the more families that are out there that need to be serviced, then there's more referrals that are made to our agency or agencies like ours to provide those services.
That's Emily Hughes, the Director of Family Solutions in Bloomington. Family Solutions works to help families who have been broken apart by providing legal services and working closely with DCS. According to Hughes, many of the cases they get at Family Solutions oftentimes involve substance abuse by the children's guardians.
From about 2014 to now, we've increased our employment probably by at least 25%, if not more. I hover right around 50 employees, and that's for various programs through the state, but majority here in Monroe County. A lot of what we see are substance abuse issues, and so therefore we set up visitation so that family can have visitations with their children.
To compensate for the additional children, the Department of Child Services has added about 1,000 family case managers to its ranks in the last several years. About a quarter of new employees typically do not make it a full year before leaving. The state government has also started diverting funds away from other government agencies in order to afford the increasing demands posed by the situation. In addition, the Indiana Office of Management and Budget has started streamlining services by cutting out DCS departments that are inefficient or receive little use. Starting with the budgets is just the beginning, however. According to Kristen Bechet, the state needs to change how they even approach what is considered child abuse.
Indiana has the highest threshold to reach to be considered a child abuser. So if you're a child abuser and you want to abuse your kids, come to Indiana, because you're not going to get in trouble nearly as much as any other state in the union. I would love to see that the child abuse laws and statute changed.
Bechet contributes the recent rise in neglected children cases to the opioid epidemic. The neglected child case rate began to rise in 2013. Very closely paralleling the rising rate of opioid-related deaths. Both Bechet and Hughes agree that many of the cases they handle often involve substance abuse.
What people need to understand is that these families need help. And the opioid, no matter how you feel about adults who are using drugs and become addicted and all, I know there's a wide variety of people and how they feel about that issue. They've got to consider that this is affecting the children, and so much more so than they would ever think. We had a weekend here this past summer, a couple months ago, where there was a huge amount of overdoses, I think like 10 or 11 in one weekend. We had 7 kids from that enter in our system just because of those parents. Where there's an overdose, where there's an issue, there are kids there too. And so we've got to protect them. That, you know, they're innocents in this, and they have nowhere to go. And so people need to open up their hearts. If they can't become foster parents, they can't become CASA volunteers, they need to financially support those agencies that do help these kids. And start activating and talk to your legislators about changing the law and opening more clinics for the people who are needing help. It's sorely needed in Indiana, and things are moving very, very slowly.
Bechet says that since the outbreak of the opioid epidemic, the type of cases CASA deals with have changed significantly.
Most of the cases that we see aren't just common issues of neglect, that there, you know, there's not enough food in the house, or not enough, you know, poor hygiene or whatever, not enough room in the house or filthy houses. Those used to be cases we would get. But anymore, we're talking about kids who are being sex trafficked for drug money for the parents. We have babies who are absolutely damaged for life physically by being thrown up against the wall and with broken bones and all by boyfriends. There's a lot of sexual abuse going on. There's a lot of neglect. There's a lot of parents who aren't there, and so they're either physically not there or mentally not there because they're passed out with their drugs, that the kids are parenting themselves. A lot of them are exposed to other bad people who come into the home and get abused that way. So some of it is not the actual abuse perpetrated by the parent, but the parent isn't protecting them from the outside world coming into their home.
If the flow of children through the legal system cannot be stemmed, it could have dire consequences.
If we don't change things and change them quickly and drastically, we're going to have a lot more deaths of children. And I don't think I'm exaggerating at all. What's happening is that because of this epidemic, I've had to hire more staff. The courts had to add another judge and court to the system. DCS 2 years ago had 20 caseworkers. Now they have 60. We are trying to keep up with it as much as we can, and we just can't. And foster homes, there aren't any. Children are being moved around and placed for a week here, 2 weeks there, because there's just nowhere to put them, and they're put places temporarily. Or they're placed back in the homes before they're really safe, only because there's nowhere else to put them. What's going to happen is that we're going to have cases not being opened because the system is too overworked, or we'll have kids returned home too often to homes that aren't safe still. And it will increase the deaths due to abuse in Indiana, I guarantee you.
DCS did not respond to requests for an interview. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.